这是由加达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。这是由加达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。西亚的新闻、新喜和这是由加达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻。www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day.And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Japan commits to strengthening cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesia and Switzerland strengthen collaboration in infrastructure. Now, the news in detail. Japan is committed to continuing to strengthen cooperation with Indonesia in various fields.More details presented by Ihsan.
Japan is committed to continuing to strengthen cooperation with Indonesia in various fields. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Masaki Yasushi, stated it at the Ambassador's farewell reception in Jakarta on Thursday, October 2nd.
I firmly believe that further strengthening cooperation across diverse fields by reaching Indonesia's young and dynamic population with Japan's technological capabilities and experience.
Ambassador Masaki also emphasized the importance of strengthening people-to-people exchange as a key to the long-term relationship between the two countries. He says that the Indonesia-Japan relationship is not only about investment and infrastructure development, but also grows from close ties between people.
Now, many Indonesians are coming to Japan, tourists, students, workers. I hope that can be increased a lot.And also Japanese should come more to understand mutually. And also it's very good for both countries. So I think that are the most important things to develop our bilateral relations.
Masaki Yasushi expressed his hope that his successor would continue efforts to strengthen Indonesia-Japan relations, especially in education, youth exchange, and improving public welfare.Isan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Switzerland have agreed to strengthen sustainable infrastructure cooperation to realize Indonesia's Golden Vision 2045. This collaboration is considered capable of opening up significant opportunities in the infrastructure sector. Rizka Fadila has the detail. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono emphasized the importance of collaboration between Indonesia and Switzerland in infrastructure development to open opportunities towards Indonesia's Golden Vision 2045. At the Innovative Solutions in Infrastructure Development Forum in Jakarta on Friday, he added that infrastructure is not limited to roads or sports, but also serves as a connector for society and a means to reduce inequality.
We are projected to become the world's fourth largest economy by 2045. Our middle class is expanding rapidly, driving both consumption and innovation. And our government, under President Prabowo, is accelerating food, energy, and water security, supported by sustainable infrastructure, the very foundations of long-term growth.
At the same event, the Vice President and Federal Councillor of the Swiss Confederation, Guy Permelin, stated that the presence of the Swiss delegation in Indonesia is expected to mark the beginning of new business partnership.
Our partnership already rests on a solid foundation. First of all, I would like to underline the importance of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA. This agreement provides a solid legal framework for deepening economic ties between our two countries.
Meanwhile, Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said that by combining Indonesia's rich resources and Swiss technology innovation, both countries are believed to be able to deliver infrastructure development that is not only modern and efficient, but also green, resilient, and sustainable for Indonesia's golden future in 2045. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Germany have reaffirmed their strong commitment to a long-term strategic partnership. Both nations highlighted the importance of their ongoing collaboration across multiple sectors.
Indonesian Minister of Hajj and Umrah Muhammad Irfan Yusuf stated Indonesia's commitment for a long-term strategic partnership with Germany during the celebration night of the 35th anniversary of German Unity Day in Jakarta Thursday.
On behalf of the people and government of Indonesia, I wish to convey our most heartfelt congratulations to the people and government of Germany. We wish you continued unity, strength, and prosperity in the many years to come. In the future, Indonesia will remain your partner and friend in building a better world, as we have done together for the past 17 years.
Acknowledging Germany as a key partner, Minister Yusuf noted that the relationship not only in political and economic sectors, but also in human development. He also mentioned the recent visit of the Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs of Germany on collaboration in higher education, vocational training, and cultural exchange. On the other hand, Chancellor of the German Embassy to Indonesia, Thomas Kraft, said Germany recognized Indonesia's important role in supporting global peace.
Ending wars, bringing about lasting and just peace, and overcoming global threats requires multilateral action and international partnership. And Indonesia, as one of our key partners, has a crucial role to play.
Chancellor Graf mentioned their shared goal with Indonesia about the two-state solution for the situation in the Middle East. Other ongoing cooperation, such as Just Energy Transition Partnership, or JETP, alongside Japan, Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, between Indonesia and the European Union, and Germany's participation in the Super Garuda Shield exercise. Dikaden Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The fourth amendment to the state-owned enterprises law has officially been passed during the plenary session of the House of Representatives. This reform is considered important to strengthen governance so that the state-owned enterprises become more transparent, accountable, and able to contribute to public welfare. Ofra has the detail.
The decisions to amend Law No. 19 of 2003 on state-owned enterprises was confirmed during the sixth plenary sessions of the House in Jakarta on Thursday. Chairperson of House Commissions 6 Anggia Ermarini emphasized that state-owned enterprises play a vital role as mandated by the Constitution. She stated that SOEs must not only be professional and profitable, but also transparent and accountable in order to achieve public welfare. She underlined that reforming the SOE law is an important step to ensure that this transformation runs effectively.
Perbaikan tata kelola BUMN yang direalisasikan melalui
the improvement of SOE governance through the fourth amendment to the SOE law is considered highly relevant and necessary. In the end, it is expected that SOEs in Indonesia will contribute optimally to the governance priority programs in achieving food security, energy security, downstream industry, and industrializations, as well as other national strategic programs. This contribution is expected to have an impact on economic growth and improve public welfare. Furthermore, she explained that the amended SOE law contains several key provisions to strengthen governance. This includes the transformations of the Ministry of SOEs into the SOE regulatory agency and regulating taxations on transactions involving investment holdings and related entities. She stressed that these changes are aimed at making SOEs more effective in supporting the national economy. Of Regina Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has announced the repatriation of tens of thousands of Indonesian origin prehistoric human fossils stored in the Dutch scientist Eugene Dubois collections from the Netherlands. Rama Shidki Pratama has more.
Indonesia's Ministry of Culture has announced the repatriation of more than 20,000 prehistoric human fossils from the Netherlands to Indonesia. The repatriated collection includes bones of Homo erectus, widely known as Java Man. At a media briefing in Jakarta on Thursday, October 2nd, Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, welcomed the Dutch government's decision, calling it wise, just, and respectful of the spirit of a new era. He also appreciated the Colonial Collections Committee, or CCC, an independent committee of the Dutch government, for their work in returning the collection.
Rekomendasi dari Komite Koleksi Kolonial Belanda atau Committee for
the recommendation of the Colonial Collections Committee or CCC, which formed the basis of Dutch government's decision, is a responsible example in addressing the complex legacy of the past. This step strengthens the bridge of friendship and new cooperation between Indonesia and the Netherlands, grounded in equality and mutual respect.
Dilandasi oleh kesetaraan dan saling menghormati.
Fossil specimens by Eugene Dubois had been displayed for over a century at the Naturalist Biodiversity Museum in Leiden, Netherlands. In May, Indonesia's Ministry of Culture met with representatives of the Colonial Collections Committee, or CCC, to discuss the fossil's return. Fadli Zon said the repatriation not only restores Indonesia's collective memory, but also reclaims the narrative of human evolution and reconciles the histories of both nations.
Ini juga momentum untuk menjadikan Indonesia sebagai pusat penelitian.
This is also a momentum to make Indonesia a hub for prehistoric human evolution research. Experts have noted that of all Homo erectus discoveries worldwide, 50 to even 60% of the findings on this planet are in Indonesia. If I'm not mistaken, there have already been more than 100 Homo erectus discoveries, whether in Africa, in Europe, or in the Americas.
Baik itu di benua Afrika, di Eropa, di Amerika.
The Homo erectus, or Pithecanthropus erectus, was discovered by Dubois in the late 19th century after excavations in Trinil, Ngawi Regency, East Java. Repatriation of this collection is part of a broader wave of returning Indonesian cultural heritage that was taken to the Netherlands during the Dutch East Indies era. Similar returns took place in 2023 and 2024, including large statues from the Singosari Temple in East Java. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Seperti yang engkau minta, namun lama, nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Kalian mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus, aku tahu dia yang bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama aku bernyawa, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta.
Chinese New Year is celebrated across the globe. But do you know that there is one Chinese New Year menu available only in Indonesia? Indonesians call it lontong cap gome. Lontong cap gome is a set of meal consisting of rice cake, chicken stew, vegetables in coconut milk soup, beef liver fried in chili paste, pickles, hard-boiled marble egg, and many others. Lontong cap gome is actually an adaptation and also a respect of Chinese design in the coasts of Java for the locals. That is why lontong cap gome actually looks like and tastes like a menu for Idul Fitr in Indonesia.
Maklum status kita LDR-an, lewat pulsa kita pun bersua. kafe yang sesuai budget. Demi update dirimu di gadget,
mencari wifi yang untuk dirimu, mencari wifi dalam mangan ketemu, mencari wifi untuk hati. Berlalu tanpa wifi bikin aku halu, habis kuota aku mati gaya. Apa daya aku di rumah aja,
cari wifi yang untuk dirimu, mencari wifi dalam mangga ketemu, cari wifi untuk hati.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sejenak mengingat Indonesia.
thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Banggai Island Regency in central Sulawesi can be a tourism destination for those of you who love beach tourism. The Regency, in the form of island, is rich in charming natural charm, particularly the wonderful coast. If you want to relax while snorkeling and diving activities, you have to visit Poganda Beach to explore. It is located in the hamlet of Poganda, North Bulagi, Banggai Island Regency, central Sulawesi. Poganda Beach can be accessed for approximately 2 hours by driving from downtown of Banggai Island Regency, or about 2.5 hours from Luwuk by sea. To enter this beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket for 3,000 rupiah. Entering this beach, you can see the beauty of white sand and clear water. This beach has relatively calm waves, so it is safe for swimming. To see the beauty of the sea, you can snorkel and dive. You can also see the fish from the small pier, as well as the activities of the people who are fishing around this beach. Poganda Beach also has a beautiful sunrise and sunset panorama. Please don't miss the beauty of the sunrise and sunset at this beach. There are bamboo and coconut leaf roofed buildings along the beach for testing, for resting. There are bamboo and coconut leaf roof buildings along the beach for resting. There are also several swings on the beach that can be used as photo spots. Poganda Beach is also equipped with bathrooms, parking lots, and restaurants.
In a very general sense, mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seem to be going the opposite. More and more family use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Okay. So, yes. Yeah. Although apparently, ideally, my mother tongue should be Nias language, right?
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepenuh hati.
Renaissance Indonesia.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa. Maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Perlu lama bagiku untuk jatuh cinta pada dirimu. Ragu di dalam hatiku tentang dirimu.
Sungguh indah ku nikmati warna-warna pelangi di matamu. Seolah ku terhanyut terbawa dalam mimpi.
Selalu bersama berjalan dalam waktu.